Couple more minutes with Elizabeth Marshall Thomas here in Peterborough, New Hampshire. Peterborough, New Hampshire is the home of Thornton Wilder's story, Our Town. I think there is something elegant about what may be one of the great stories of the European experience. Cheek by jowl with a woman who is a selectman in Peterborough, New Hampshire, who also understands the old way. Does it ever get too much? Is there ever kind of a schizophrenia with all these pieces coming together? I would think the complexity of your life would be unique.
Well, it would if I thought about it. But if I don't think about it, I mean, this is here, and I mean, I have two worlds: the world of the town that I am very happy and honored to serve
as a selectman.
And I've been on a lot of town boards and stuff. I've done a lot of work for the town, but I'm very glad and honored to have the opportunity to do it. That's very, very nice for me. But then there's this, the outside and the natural world around here, which is it's just two different things. Well, that's usually about the natural world. I mean, I write the same book over and over.
Oh.
And, well, yeah, it has different place, different location, different characters or figures in the book, always different, but it is the same book. It's about that.
What's the theme?
That is the theme is the old way.
This is the Cliff Notes, right? All your other words. First read this, then you'll get everything. Everything else is easy.
I really want an answer to that. What is it that you tell over and over again?
I wrote a book about dogs, The Hidden Life of Dogs, and a book about cats, Tribe of Tiger. And I did that because these are non-human things that are very observable for us and very accessible for us. So anybody can look at their own dog, and if they know what to look for, they see all kinds of things that are going on out in the woods, and it's a connection. And it's anything not to be just human and human, things that humans have invented and things that humans diddle with, and just something to connect to the natural world. And I think, so that's why I did that. So those books, they have in them stuff that I learned in the Kalahari. Not necessarily happy stuff, but stuff nevertheless. And I'm writing now a book about deer, and again, it's the same story. It's what, but deer do it differently than people and dogs. You know, I mean, we're different species, so that adds a note of change.
That keeps it fresh, right?
Fresh.
That's a wonderful notion that you're writing the same book over and over again. It would seem to me that book is about being alive.
It's about being alive. Yeah. It is, Paula, but it's a being alive outdoors or being alive as part of everything else that's alive, not just in your car.
Not just in your car. We'll continue this conversation another time and place. We thank you for this. You are, as always, the most gracious of hosts.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Bill.
Elizabeth Marshall Thomas's book, The Old Way, ranks among the world's great treasures. As with all of her other worthy works, it's written with compassion and great clarity. Words fail to fully express our gratitude to her, so let a simple thank you stand for the enormity of our appreciation. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.